What's up, everyone? Herb Thrasher, 420 Radio. Welcome to today's Reefer Rock for November 10th, 2017. So, last night, I got a chance to make it out to see Fu Manchu on their West Coast run right now with Moss Generator. Had a date in San Francisco, and then last night in Portland. On their way to Seattle tonight, heading up in Vancouver, BC on the 11th, and then heading into San Jose and closing out in Pioneer Town on 12/16. Probably their last show of the year. What an amazing band. Fu Manchu had all it happening last night, as they always do. Some of you guys might know them as Stoner Rock All-Stars. I mean, pioneers, freaking legends when it comes to that fuzz sound. So many great albums through the years, and have definitely supported the cause through many, many avenues that the Fu Manchu guys know all too well. All right, releasing today, we've got a band who has really taken the music world by storm, and that is Greta Van Fleet. They were releasing their double EP, From the Fires, today. So don't forget to check those guys out as well. This band, not too familiar with them, but I'm catching them on the news almost every day. And they seem to be putting out some great rock. So Greta Van Fleet releasing From the Fires, double EP, today, out now. And speaking of more releases today, we've got a lot of releases from Frontiers Music. So we've got Sweet and Leech, Unified from Frontiers Music, out today, November 10th. Also have Babylon AD with their album Relevation Highway, releasing today. And then we also have Jeff Scott Soto. Some of you might remember him from his days in Journey. Retribution, releasing today. And then we have The Dark Element, all through Frontiers Music, releasing today. And that's their self-titled album as well. Great rock. Frontiers is really taking a lot of the old school rock and the 80s sound and really categorize that and really bringing it back today and making it more relevant. All right, speaking of relevant, in the 80s, Scorpions will release album Acoustic, Born to Touch Your Feelings, Best of Rock Ballads. Going to be released on November 24th, and a lot of their tracks, Still Loving You, Wind of Change, Holiday, When the Smoke is Going Down, House of Cards. And then there's actually a couple of new tracks on there, Melrose Avenue and Always Be With You. So Scorpions, one of those bands from Germany, touched the American rock world back in the 80s and never looked back. One reason I've always followed them is just their sound and the way they've been able to incorporate dual guitars, Matthias Jabs and Rudolf Schenker, Flying V alert right there. And Klaus Main always have a great voice. So Scorpions, one of those bands who have just been around, mainstay in the rock world, and have been able to kind of bridge the hard rock and heavy metal world together. All right, we got a birthday to celebrate. That's right. We've got Motley Crue releasing the great, great album, Too Fast for Love, back in 1981, today, November 10th. So many great songs on this album. Everyone might remember Livewire, On With The Show, Starry Eyes, Take Me To The Top. So this album was one of those that really catapulted this band onto the American rock stage. Ended up getting a gig at the U.S. Festival in Arizona back in the 80s, and that ended up just really taking them to a whole nother level. All right, shout out to Motley Crue. You guys have a great weekend. And I'm Herb Thrasher, 420 Radio, and this was your Reefer Rock Report right here exclusively on the Marijuana Agenda. Have a great weekend!